MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major candidates rallying in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania last night. Vice President Kamala Harris.
So here tonight, I will show you one example of Donald Trump's worldview and intentions. Please roll the clip.
Playing video of Mr. Trump calling his opponents the enemy from within. As former President Trump rallied last night in the Philadelphia suburbs, two attendees fainting.
That looks a little bad. Thank you. That looks a little bit bad.
Eventually, Trump ended the Q&A, stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Arrested in North Carolina, a suspect accused of threatening FEMA workers helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. A first since the start of the war with Hamas, about 100 U.S. troops are being deployed to Israel as part of an advanced anti-missile defense system. This is ABC News. New rules in California to try and rein in high gas prices, the highest in the country. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
The new bill signed by California's governor is aimed at preventing gas prices from spiking. It will require refineries in the state to keep a certain amount of gas in storage as a backup supply for when refineries go offline or need maintenance. Supporters say this will save California drivers billions at the pump.
But critics say the new law could force refineries out of the state and eventually drive up prices even more. North Korea blowing up some of the roads connecting it to South Korea. The roads, which at one point had been seen as a sign of thawing relations, had not been used in a while. North Korea angered over recent military exercises has vowed to seal the border completely. And don't look for quite as many deals from Starbucks. The new CEO says the company is going to cut back on all of its promos, in part to cut the strain on employees being forced to juggle all of them. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about 24 people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win over the Chicago Bulls. Giannis led with 23 points in 24 minutes. Forward Torin Prince joined the team in free agency and was asked if he thinks the Bucks are ready for the regular season to begin.
I feel like we're ready. An 82-game season comes with a lot of ups and downs. So having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
NFL Packers players seem to embrace and welcome back Romeo Doubs after his one-game suspension during Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's just like anything in life. If you have an issue or something goes on within your family, it's not like you just disown your family. You know, you're going to find a way to work through it. And I'm proud of our guys and everybody collectively, Rome, everybody just kind of finding a way to work through it. And I think that's behind us now.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's a little frosty out there this morning. We are going to have a hard freeze later tonight into tomorrow morning. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, overlooking State Street, a block away from the Big Dome.
Yes, and it's nice and clear this morning. It's
fantastic,
cold.
Yes.
38 degrees to start things out, and we're only going to get up to about 49 degrees for today. It's going to be a nice one. And got Charlie Barron's tickets to give away. That show is happening Tuesday, October 22nd on Comedy on State, which is just two floors below us here in our building.
Yes.
This is for the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Charlie Barron's will be joined by UW Professor Mike Wagner. It's brought to you by Civic Media and WMDX Radio. And again, that we're going to give away a pair of tickets a little bit later on this hour. And now it's time for the big story.
The big story.
The big story.
What is your story?
What's the story, John and Gordy?
The big story.
And with that story, Terry Bell. Good morning, Terry.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the big story, Terry?
That was... You know, we built this incredible crescendo.
Yeah, we worked all night on putting that together.
Actually,
you're not impressed.
Well, sometimes the story of the day is serious, and maybe that's not the most appropriate setup.
Okay. Okay. Well, we set it up the wrong way.
Sorry, we didn't know.
A heads up.
Okay.
But I appreciate the effort.
Well, thanks. Next time we'll check with you first. We'll make it a more depressing one for the more serious.
All right.
You have some sad news.
Well,
to
I don't know about sad, but it's today.
Serious.
It's a serious matter. Yeah. The Department of Natural Resources now requires people to have a burning permit because we haven't had any rain to speak of. There was a little rain that fell on Sunday, but really we've had a dry summer and fall. So if you want to start a fire, it's for like brush burning, that kind of thing. You're going to need a permit for the foreseeable future. Doesn't cover grilling or campfires, any kind of fires for cooking or food.
What about a fire pit?
It does not include that. Yeah, you can still do that.
Okay.
Except maybe if they
almost
saw
burned down
you,
my gazebo the other night.
Really?
No.
He was thinking about having it in the gazebo. It's a screened gazebo. It's not enclosed. I think you can put a burn pit
those burn pits with the cover on them.
Well, I have. It's got a cover. I can immediately put it out.
Yeah.
And I have a fire extinguisher standing by. So
Yeah, well, I think you'd be in the clear then.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, at Jerry. Least yeah. that.
So these, so the burn, you need a burn permit to burn brush in outdoor.
Yeah, that kind yep. of thing. So that's in Dane County and 12 other counties. Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots going on, but that would be probably the timeliest thing happening.
Yeah.
Today.
Yep.
Any presidential or vice presidential candidates coming through that we should know about?
Kamala Harris on Thursday.
On Thursday.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Making several appearances, I understand.
Three. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. She's really hitting Wisconsin hard. I think Milwaukee, Green Bay, and La Crosse.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is amazing. She had a fantastic time in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I mean, it was a great speech, and we'll be featuring a few of those cuts.
All right.
In just a few moments here. Right. I appreciate it.
Terry, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks,
much.
Guys. Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate yep. it. Okay. Very good. It is 10 minutes past the hour.
Yeah.
And moving on.
I just wanted to, you know, we're going to hear something from Kamala in just a few moments, but in answer to these topics, J.D. Vance says women can't leave states without first getting a pregnancy test.
Wait, what?
Yes, a pregnancy test. They have to get that before they can leave the state. Let's get okay. cut 105. Let's get Vance's version.
Okay.
J.D. Vance has once again admitted out loud that he wants to prevent women from traveling freely around the United States. He just told a New York Times reporter, like I've been saying, that he wants a federal response to keep women from leaving their state to receive health care. Which means if you are a woman and you want to leave your state, you have to prove that you are not pregnant before you leave. Because if you are pregnant and you leave your state and you come back not pregnant, he wants to be able to prosecute you. Or he wants to prevent you from leaving the state altogether. This is a law that would not apply to men. It would only apply to women. So if men want to leave their state to get whatever erectile dysfunction surgery or medication they need, feel free, but women are not allowed to leave. I have been screaming about this for months, and every time I say it, people say, he didn't say that, you're a liar. Well, go ahead and check the New York Times interview, because he just said it, he confirmed it. He does not want women traveling freely around the United States, and they will.
That's it.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
I mean, that's something that he has come out and said, and so if... Like Texas wants to ban pregnant women from leaving the state or wants to mandate a pregnancy test before the pregnant woman leaves the state. That's fine because, you know, again, it's up to the states to make these kinds of laws. And Trump has emphasized that over and over. It's up to the states. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
Well, kind of pushes it off to them, their responsibility.
That's it.
And they'll just keep letting it happen. And what they're hoping, of course, is that more states go this way. So it's a slow process of osmosis. You know, they're just going to absorb and keep continuing this ban and this incredible weird thing that they have going here. Under Trump, Vance, and the megas, half of the U.S. population will become the possession of the other half. Men.
Incredible.
It's hard to believe this is happening in the 21st century.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
Wow.
Hey, John, I don't know if you knew this or not.
We got a special delivery.
You got a package here.
I saw that. What?
Yeah, I don't know. It came in, I guess it came in last night or yesterday. And it's addressed to you and me, but WMDX Promotions Department, too.
Oh, yes, yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Are we going to do a live unboxing?
We are. Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Okay. Let me get the package.
Well, okay.
I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm just beside myself.
It's kind of heavy. You hear that?
Ooh.
I wonder. Let me rip this open. You know what this is? We got the night market coming
up. Bricks.
No.
Is it filled with pop tabs?
I don't think so. But you know this Thursday night is the last night market of the season. Last night market of the season. And we ordered some merchandise.
We have to have something out there. We got to get something away.
Oh
my gosh! Look at this.
Oh, we've got new stuff here. We ordered those stickers.
Yes.
For the car. Car windows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Klingons.
Yeah,
used to call
real
them.
Prominent sticker. Oh, yep. Okay. Wait. Here they are.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the. Here.
Let me peel one off here.
What do they look like?
And, you know, they have our little insignia, the Capitol Dome.
It's our new logo.
With electronics around it. And it says...
they're lightning bolts, actually. But, yeah. So what do you think? Oh, they're a little... They're kind of...
They're a little.
They're a little smaller, I think, than what we... Wait a second.
They are a little smaller.
They're kind of...
Like, how small are we talking?
Well, look. See? Can you see that, Sam?
That's like the size of a postage stamp.
What kind of a sticker is that? It's bigger than that. It looks like a... Okay.
I think we...
Wow. Wait a minute.
I think these
are a little small.
These aren't postage stamps.
No, they're not. It's about twice the size of a postage.
You know what? They're really cute, and you can put them next to your oil change sticker that you have on your front window.
Gordy, you know, big things come in small packages.
Well, speak for yourself, pal. Oh, we got some bottle opener too.
Oh, nice.
With our logo on it. That's kind of small.
That's really nice.
Now we can get snot slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Yeah, bottle opener keychain thing.
And it should be small. You don't want something like that, you know, too big in your pocket along with all the keys that you have.
Yeah, and then the regular stickers, got those. Those look nice. We'll be giving these away at the Madison Night Market.
We're still waiting for one of the most important John and Gordy.
The stress balls? The John and Gordy balls?
Yes,
We got Catherine on the line. I wonder if she has something to chime in about.
All right, let's put her on the phone here. Good morning, Catherine. Hey, the new stuff came in.
What did you do?
What?
What did you do?
What do you mean?
He ordered all this stuff himself.
We ordered all this. You approved it all.
Approved window slicks.
Yes.
It will be very slick and cool in the back window. Yeah. What do you get?
These are a little smaller than I think we ordered. There must have been some problem when we ordered them because I don't know if you're watching on Facebook or X, but they're kind of tiny, to be honest. They're like twice the size of a postage stamp.
You know, I've got a suggestion instead of the windows. And if you wear glasses, you could put this on your lenses.
On your lenses?
Yes, that's how small they are.
Does that work?
How many of these do we order? Like 10,000? How much do we spend on it?
I don't want to say, but...
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, these would look good on a refrigerator.
Are you telling me we've got fridge slicks instead of window slicks?
Fridge slicks.
Fridge slicks instead?
That's a catchy name. Fridge slicks. You can put them on your refrigerators. If you have stainless steel, they probably don't show up as well. But, on your white refrigerators or your stove, you can put it on your stove.
What?
Stove slick?
Yeah.
Fridge slicks, fridge slicks.
On the window of your oven. I'm going to call you Spinal Tap from now on.
Oh.
You're Nigel. You're confused, Nigel.
It's
like the Stonehenge thing. It's Spinal Tap.
It is. It is, unfortunately.
But the bottle openers look good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are we having a meeting after
the
show?
We're still waiting for the John and Gordy balls.
Oh, gosh. Uh-oh. All right. I think we're in trouble.
Oh, my God.
The stress balls. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. Thanks, Catherine.
Well, see, she... Yeah,
boy, it seemed like it was... I thought we had the dimensions right when we ordered them. Jeez.
Maybe, you know how we were talking about the metric and U.S. system? Maybe we got the units screwed up again.
I ordered us in centimeters.
That's probably a big problem.
Oops. Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
What are we going to? I don't know. What can we do? This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Brittany Merlot. Get the latest on the fall weather.
And also, Election Day has changed for the MAGAs. And the mystery has been solved. What happened in Coachella?
Okay.
We'll find out.
Coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Listen. Saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
And its ministers, Anastasia, screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank, when the blitzkrieg raged and the finest thing. Pleased to meet you.
92.7 WMDX Madison. It's the John and Gordy Show. 21 minutes past the hour and a very chilly 39 degrees here.
Yeah, it's out. It's outrageous. Yeah.
Yeah, it got cold last night and today's high only maybe close to 50.
You know, as we all adapt to the cold weather, the climate change that we have now, I'm wondering if mosquitoes aren't going to adapt and maybe become more resistant to cold temperatures. And
you think so?
And yeah, there won't be any way to stop them.
Wow. That's your
terrible.
I know.
Good morning, Brittany. We have Brittany Merlot.
We do.
Joining us this morning. Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
We're good.
Brittany, we have a special treat for you. Yes. We have a special guest that's going to join us now.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Who's that?
All right, let's do it. It's the time.
Good morning, Brittany.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you to this morning? This is Satan, and this is weather from hell.
Oh, what's the temperature there? We have to know.
Yeah.
It's 847 degrees Fahrenheit.
Kind of a cool day.
Kind of.
That's
cool.
What I was thinking.
Yes. Yes. Normally, we'd be about 920 this time of the day.
Oh, yes. Yes. They have seasons in hell, you know.
Yeah. It's going to be a hell of a day.
Warnings?
It's going to be a hell of a day.
Yeah, freeze warnings.
Do you get the flame is going to go out warnings?
That's the flames are going to be pretty high today. Yeah. Tonight's low?
Yeah.
820.
Not bad. Okay. All right. I can adapt like the mosquitoes.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. All right, well,
Satan, thanks for stopping by the show this morning.
Hey, listen, Peterson, I've got a place reserved for you. Okay? And you guys, you had a show called The Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't appreciate that. There's some copyright violations going on there, and I'm going to catch up to whoever's in charge there.
Is that where you have Crute right now?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you're really funny, Peterson. You're something else.
Yeah, well,
okay.
That's what they say.
All right, I gotta go. I got a lot of things to take care of today.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right. You've worn out your welcome, Satan.
Hey, don't mess with me, buddy.
All right.
Don't mess with me.
Hey, I know there's an entire party waiting for you to give a speech.
I got a lot to go. I gotta go. All right.
We did that just for you, Brittany.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. It must be him that's, bringing the heat wave later on this week then.
See? Satan.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got his work cut out for him.
Following him.
Yeah.
So, well, what is going on? What is
weather-wise today? What do we got?
Yeah, so we've got some breezy winds out there, cooler temperatures. I mean, 10 degrees below average, of course. That hard freeze expected tonight. Temperatures dropping below freezing for everyone statewide. So you're expected to get to about 30 in Madison. So that'll be the coldest of the season thus far. Because I think today, what'd you get to? About 36 as lows. I think it was 28 like in Boscobel. But so a cooler day today, but as that high pressure continues south and it starts to move off to the east, it's going to warm us up and allow another low pressure to surge in those winds. So we'll get breezy tomorrow as well. We'll be into the mid-50s. And then for Thursday, into the mid-60s. So we just keep going up and up and up. We're on fire.
That's great. Yeah, that's right. You know, it's nice. I love these days, these autumn days where the wind is just blowing hard and those leaves are just flying all over the place. I mean, this is really what fall is all about in Wisconsin.
Right.
It really is.
I have
is.
To agree.
Well, let me ask you, so with the hard freeze and the frost and the freeze, is that for us hay fever sufferers that have been dealing with the pollen and the breezy conditions and sneezing all the time, is this going to help out? Get rid of the pollen?
It is. Yes. Finally, the state is going to drop cold enough, long enough to help with those allergies and also those bugs, too. So this is a good freeze if you're tired of all of that, which I am.
Yeah, me too. All right, Brittany. Well,
all right.
What about the upcoming weekend? Back to warm temperatures, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right? Yes, we're going to hit 75 degrees by Sunday. Nothing but sunshine and warmth. I mean, perfect, perfect. But I will tell you, I was looking ahead to Halloween.
Yeah?
Don't think about it.
No.
White
stuff flying everywhere.
No,
yeah.
No.
It's possible. Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like that happens almost every Halloween. We get lousy, either get rain or snow or winds.
I mean, this is a trial for most parents, dressing their kids up the right way. Warm, cold, waterproof. Now it's snow. Ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So get the warm costumes and the waterproof ones. Heads up.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Brittany.
Bye, guys.
Talk to you tomorrow morning. That's Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
All right, let's get this straightened out here.
What
election
we
day. When is election day? Now well, we're all...
Isn't
now
it
we're,
November 5th?
We're bumping into walls. We're all very confused. So Trump has a different election day for megas. So why don't we play this? This is cut 108.
Okay.
Let's everything leave. Works out if everybody gets out and votes on January 5th or before. You know, it used to be you'd have a date. Today you can vote 2 months before, probably 3 months after. They don't know what the hell they're doing. But we're going to straighten it all out. We're going to straighten that out, too. We're going to straighten our election process out, too. That's going to be important, also.
Yes, get
so
rid of that.
So thank you very much, darling.
Yep. Wait, he said January 5th.
Yes, January 5th. You know,
that's election day now.
You can vote 2 months before, 2 months after. It's all confusing. And by the way, you know, if Trump gets in, they're just going to do a lot about election day.
You're going to straighten it all out for us.
They're going to take care of these problems that they have created.
Yeah, we won't have election day.
Right, exactly. It's gone completely.
Nobody corrected him.
And now everybody, I know, they didn't care. Governor, you'd think she'd say something. It's confirmed the mystery is solved in Coachella.
Oh, really?
Where all these people, all these megas were stranded at a Trump rally. They bust them in, but the buses weren't there to take them back parking spaces.
What was the deal?
Well, the bus company booked by the Trump campaign for his Coachella rally refused to return to collect the stranded attendees after Team Trump ignored their repeated requests for payment.
Oh, he didn't pay them?
Anybody surprised by this?
No.
We kind of thought, no. They wouldn't turn down payment. They did.
Boy. Oh, man. Wow.
Well, that's just an example of what will happen if he becomes president.
Uh-huh. 7:28. Hey, coming up right around the corner here, we've got tickets to Charlie Behrens at Comedy on State. That show is coming up on the 22nd. That's Tuesday evening, 6:30. He's going to be appearing along with him, Mike Wagner, as well. We've got tickets coming up next on the John and Gordy Show right here on 92.7 WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Today we celebrate one of Wisconsin's tasty treats. It's National Cheese Curd Day. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. We'll give you a few more facts and details about that squeaky treat next. Spain and Portugal. That's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to join us April 5th. Through the 17th for our ranches and royal palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword PAM, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure. Celebrating the cheese curd started in 2015 with Culver's Restaurants rolling out the promotion. Today, many Wisconsin cheese factories are making cheese curds on a daily basis to serve our consumer needs. John Freeman's one of those. He is the director of sales and marketing for Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery in western Wisconsin. He said on any given day, their creamery produces about 250,000 pounds of cheese curds. And he explains a little bit of the science behind the squeak.
So the freshness of our squeak and the squeak of our cheese curds are definitely directly tied with the quality of the milk that we use. Additionally, we have packaging and a special process for packaging our curds that allows us to keep that moisture and freshness within the package, even with an extended shelf life. And that's one of those secrets to how we keep the squeak. If you ever got a pack of Ellsworth curds and the squeak wasn't quite where you needed it to be, you can also warm them up in the microwave for a couple seconds, and that brings that squeak right back.
That's John Freeman, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery in western Wisconsin. He said today, on National Cheese Curd Day, they anticipate selling up to 2,000 pounds of curds just in their one retail store.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
And here's a little bit more cheese curd trivia for you. Did you know Steve Stetler, the owner of Decatur Dairy in Broadhead, Wisconsin, is the world's only master cheesemaker in cheese curds? He's a third-generation cheesemaker that's been making cheese since 1974. He's credited with bringing cheese curds into the Master Cheesemaker Program. That program is overseen by the Center for Dairy Research and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's a little frosty out there this morning. We are going to have a hard freeze later tonight into tomorrow morning. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Of course, we wrap it up every day with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Wake
Wake Up with John Peterson and Gordy Young every weekday morning at 6 on 92.7 WMDX. What, are you going to go sleep with everyone in Madison? Why am I reading this?
Wow. Oh, man.
Hey, cut her off.
She's out of control.
Oh, wow.
I think you got the button there. 734. Clear skies, sunshine today, but it's cold out there. 39 degrees, a high upper 40s, maybe 50 if we're lucky.
92.7 WMDX. This is a very special Spinal Tap edition of the John and Gordy Family Show this morning. Thank you very much, 1701, our program director, remotely controlling the program.
Yeah, we opened up our box of merchandise that we got just in time for the Madison Night Market, which is Thursday night right here on State Street.
And
we used the last one of the season.
And we used Freedom units, and that's why everything came in so small.
Well, we've got some new stickers and some new, I guess we call them fridge slicks now. They're something you can stick on
your... They used to call them Klingons.
Okay, Klingons.
Because they cling to glass.
And we've got some bottle openers, so we'll have all this merchandise. I think we're going to go with a Halloween theme also at our booth Thursday evening. We've got some tickets to give away, John.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, a pair of tickets to Charlie Barron's appearing Tuesday, October 22nd. So a week from today, right? A week from tonight, anyway. 6:30 is the start time. And appearing with him...
you're asking me to do the math, right? I can't get the numbers of the cuts right. You're asking me to like add this up in my head.
Okay.
Proceeds go to days. Let me see.
Okay. Proceeds go to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and appearing with Charlie Barron's, you know, he's the keeper moving guy.
He is.
Yeah. Yep. We all know Charlie. He's got his Cripes cast here on Civic Media.
That's
that
right.
Podcast. You can listen to it here. And at the Civic Media app. Appearing with him will be Mike Wagner, UW professor and author.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give these tickets away in the next 15 minutes. You got to text us to win. So get on the Civic Media app and text us the words "keep her moving." Okay, keep her moving. Any variation
All right.
of that will work, I believe. Sam, right?
Yeah, I'm doing it manually, so it doesn't matter how you spell it this time.
Okay, so text if you want to get these tickets. Again, the show is Tuesday, October 22nd, a week from tonight at Comedy on State, right below us here, two floors below our studios here on
That's
State
right.
Street.
We're going to have a two-man show eventually.
Yeah.
What? We're still working on it.
You hate being on stage.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but we're working up an act. We've got an act. We're working on it. We're workshopping it.
Yeah, we're workshopping it.
Sam's a part of it, too.
If we have good material, right?
What? Oh, yeah.
Wait, you know what? This show.
So, again,
third best morning show in the entire state.
According to the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they got to know.
Yeah, we're not making that up.
No, we're not.
We're third.
We're so dangerous that they won't let us go statewide on this network.
That's right. Yeah. We're the bad boys here, right?
That's right.
You can text us 608-879-8255, but just use the Civic Media app. If you got that, you can hit the text button there.
It's easy.
Text the words "keep her moving" if you want those tickets to Charlie Barron's a week from tonight at Comedy on State. John?
All right, let's get to Kamala Harris's great speech in Erie, Pennsylvania. It was fantastic. In fact, we have seen so little of Trump lately that she brought in her own clip package for the
audience.
She's
showing clips of
Trump.
She's
throwing clips.
On the big screen.
You know, we broke that ground here on this program many years ago, and now everybody's bringing in clips. Okay, I get it. You know, that's fine. No credit. I'm fine with that.
So did she set up these clips, Kamala Harris, during the rally?
Well, she set it up, but I just have a brief part of that setup.
Okay.
I thought the clips were interesting, and her comment after that. Let's check this out. Cut 109.
Okay.
Please roll the clip.
There you go.
The worst people are the enemies from within.
Please roll the clip.
Oh, no. What?
The worst people are the enemies from within.
The enemy from within. Those people are more dangerous, the enemy from within, than Russia and China.
These people should be put in jail the way they talk about our judges and our justices.
Now, if you had one really violent day, one rough hour, and I mean real rough.
I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military.
Wow. Bring the military in for the left.
So you heard his words. You heard his words coming from him. He's talking about the enemy within Pennsylvania. He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this. And we know who he would target. And we know who he would target because he has attacked them before. Journalists whose stories he doesn't like. Election officials who refuse to cheat by filling extra votes and finding extra votes for him. Judges who insist on following the law instead of bending to his will. This is among the reasons I believe so strongly that a second Trump term would be a huge risk for America and dangerous.
Okay.
Pretty powerful stuff. Absolutely.
Well, he said he only wanted to be a dictator for a day, right?
Yeah.
One day.
Right.
Be a hell of a day.
That is just that is just an amazing clip. It really is. Yeah. Let's go to Glenn Youngkin, Virginia governor, and he had an interesting comment. Trump says Americans who don't support him are enemies. Again, we heard that in the clip.
He's a Republican governor.
And it'll have to be handled by the military, and this is Youngkin's input on that. Let's check it out.
I don't think that he's referring to elected people in America, but
I'm literally reading his quotes to you, and I played them earlier so you could hear that they were not made up by me. He's literally talking
That's
about,
Jake
quote,
Tapper.
Radical left lunatics. And then one of those lunatics he addressed, he mentioned, was Congressman Adam Schiff. Criminals should be locked up. Migrants who are in this country illegally, who are violent, should be locked up and deported. I grant you all of that, and I am not denying that it's happening at all. I'm talking about Donald Trump saying that he wants to use the National Guard and the military to go after the left. That's what he's saying.
I don't believe that's what he's saying.
That's what
he
said.
You and I are going to argue about that. But I would suggest if you would
I played the quote and I read it to you.
If you would also balance
that. You can wish that he weren't saying that, but that's what he's saying.
Are you expecting chaos on Election Day?
No, I don't think so. Not from the side that votes for Trump. I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within. Yeah. Not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. By the way, totally destroying our country. The towns, the villages, they're being inundated. But I don't think they're the problem in terms of Election Day. I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics.
Yeah.
And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military, because they can't let that happen.
Yeah.
So that's the new theme here for the next 3 weeks. We're going to be hearing the enemy within.
Yeah,
right?
That is the big talking point this time around.
And so what we heard was Jake Tapper there on CNN interviewing Glenn Youngkin, right? Governor, Republican governor.
Yeah.
And he just refused to even acknowledge that it was...
Didn't think he was actually talking about the left. Didn't hear it. Yeah.
Here's a clip. Yeah. Here's another clip from Jake Tapper.
All right. That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line with a comment or a question this morning. Go ahead, Dick. Good morning.
Try and lighten it up a little bit. did you see the rally last night where it turned into a hybrid between Saturday Night Fever and American Bandstand for 39 minutes?
I know.
Nothing but music and him up there gyrating around. He can't move his feet, doing whatever he does with his arms and his fists, and then laughing at people that passed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some medical problems in the audience. Yes.
Nothing.
Yes.
Right.
Nothing about a bunch of dribble.
I know.
And by the way, out of his playlist, over half of them have said, don't use my music.
Right. Yeah, that is true. Just an amazing thing. I think, you know, he was tired of the old clips of him dancing in memes, so he provided a bunch of new ones where he's like conducting an orchestra.
Swaying. He kept swaying back and forth.
I know. Yeah. He's losing it, and this is his hat tip to people who fainted in the audience because the room was so hot.
Yeah.
Open the doors. Oh, thank you very much. What a nice guy.
Yeah. Dick, thank you for that call. You can call us at 608-879-8255. Call us or text us there.
But this is American fascism. I have a couple of cuts here I want to play for you. This is Major General Randy Manner, and he had a few things to say about what's going on in this country with the Trump campaign. Let's check it out. This is cut 102.
So I think it's very important for all the viewers to understand a few things about what is the Trump campaign and what is President Trump. He's authoritarian. It's nationalistic. It's far right. It's intolerant of dissent. It has a contempt for the rule of law. It requires direct obedience to a powerful leader, and it requires the supremacy of one ethnic group. Well, I just gave you the definition of what fascism is. And that's what hurts so much personally, is the average American who is a Trump supporter does not understand that actually right now, President Trump is demonstrating the attributes of fascism every single day. So essentially, we have to remember, what does it mean when General Milley called President Trump a fascist? That is right out of the textbook. It is not something where it is political rhetoric. It is exactly what it is. And every American that is supporting Trump right now needs to understand that they are absolutely supporting fascism if they vote for Trump.
Exactly. Boy, that's beautiful.
That is.
And when my mega friend from Milwaukee gives me a call, I am definitely going to levy that one on him. You bet. Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
You know, along the fascist vein here, this is Julie Orginsky, and she's a former news contributor for a few networks, and she wanted to talk about it as well with Jim Acosta. Acosta didn't exactly, on CNN, expect her answer. Let's check this out, 103.
Julie,
take this seriously.
Yeah, I know, but when he is airing his authoritarian impulses, is what he is saying. He's just putting it out there, and he's basically letting the voters know that, you know, this is what you're voting for. And I guess my question is why has the vice president not done enough to call it out, to go after it? Do the Democrats need to do more in calling it out?
I'm going to be honest with you, Jim. I think the media has not done enough to call this out. I mean, where are the front page New York Times stories and other newspapers over and over again? They ran stories about how Joe Biden was too old. He had to get out. Over and over and over again, it saturated the mass media market to the extent that everybody knew that Joe Biden was really, really old. But here you have a fascist, and General Milley is right, because all the markers of a fascist exist in Donald Trump. And yet our news media has not done enough, by any stretch of the imagination, to call this out. You know, Kamala Harris can call this out every day, but if it's not covered...
There you go.
It's
just constant. And I'm so glad she brought that up. The media has to be the one to bring this up.
Yes.
They're the ones should be talking about this, pointing it out.
Exactly.
I mean, if Trump supporters who are supporting fascism don't know what they're supporting, maybe the media should report on that.
Exactly.
You know, there was a democracy movement that we heard from Isthmus, right? They're a part of this. And they wanted to know how the media could actually, you know, transform their message. They should have worked on this, a way they can work on messaging and getting this out there without appearing as though they were politically motivated. Instead, let's describe it for what it is. We're trying to avoid something we shouldn't avoid.
Yep. Got 3 more weeks till Election Day to get that message out. 7:49 coming up. We've got leftovers for you, this, that, and the other, some odds and ends. All coming up on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers.
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
I will try to enjoy it.
92.7 WMDX Leftovers on the John and Gordy Show. First of all, we want to congratulate our ticket winner, Chris from Waterloo. Won a pair of tickets to Charlie Barron's at Comedy on State, that show a week from tonight. It is sold out, by the way, so these tickets, we'll have some more to give away, though, tomorrow. And again, congratulations to Chris from Waterloo. Charlie Barron's with a live Cribecast along with Mike Wagner at Comedy on State right below us here.
All right.
202 State Street next Tuesday night, week from tonight.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
You know, I was looking up at the text that we were getting in.
Yeah.
And they were typing in, keep her moving. I'm thinking, are we not moving the show along fast enough?
That was the key word to
I know. That was
the tickets.
It was just forgot. A momentary
lapse.
Yeah.
Your thing.
Okay. I thought you were gonna mention the Freedom Units thing that you
I was gonna ask you to explain the Freedom Units.
Well, that was because of our merchandise, right?
Right. Because you accidentally put it was measured in centimeters, but you thought it was measured in inches, so okay. Everything ended up smaller than it was supposed to be.
A little bit small. It's not that it's tiny or I mean they're still usable. It's all good. We've got bottle cap openers, we've got stickers and slicks.
Well, I think
they're a little small.
I think the George Washington bit from Saturday Night Live explains it all.
Yeah, the only centimeters.
Only certain
things. We've got the freedom to use whatever unit we want to, John.
Freedom unit.
That's why they call them freedom units?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Like if you say that something is the length of a football field, everyone outside of America is going to have no idea what that means.
Well, true. Yeah, you're right. So, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have these new slicks and stickers.
Down at the night market.
At the night market, the last night market of the year. And, we've had a lot of fun at all those night markets. A really good time. So we'll be right across the street, right in front of the Overture Center.
I just want to thank Zach for reminding us of the Freedom Units.
Okay. Zach, thank you very much. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Out in Sun Prairie.
Okay. What do we got for leftovers?
We were talking about Trump being the dictator. Right?
Yes.
The fascist.
Oh, God.
For MAGAs, here are some of the Trump most endearing mm-hmm. comments, okay? I listed a few of them. And, it was just a quick list. Right. Trump recently called for the purge. All right. Well, that's kind of dangerous. He's saying he wants one violent day. I mean, really violent, right?
Just one.
And that's for shoplifters. Let's put it in perspective.
Just for shoplifters?
Yeah. All the other criminals, they don't matter. Just the shoplifters. No. Take them out.
You know, shoplifting is on the rise. It is.
It is.
Yeah, really? I'll have to try to find that article.
Again. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I blame the Democrats for that.
I blame the self-service cash register. You know, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Yeah. He also said he will use the military to root out liberal vermin. And one of his favorite terms is the mega Gestapo. Yeah, so just a few things I noticed.
Wow.
That I've jotted down in the past. How about this? The ever-changing man, I like to call him, J.D. Vance. Here's another audio from Vance saying he won't support Trump because he's a liar and a racist and, oh, so much more. Could we play cut 100?
Okay.
All right.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
It makes you think that at a fundamental level, this is sort of a he said, she said, right? And at the end of the day...
Now, just imagine they had Kamala saying this kind of stuff about Biden.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
How they would just be running with this. This would have tanked the entire Democratic campaign. Yes, but here we go. Let's go with J.D. Vance. Keep playing it.
At a fundamental level, this is sort of a he said, she said, right? And at the end of the day, do you believe Donald Trump, who always tells the truth? Just kidding. Or do you believe that woman on that tape?
I cannot stand Trump because I think he's a fraud. Well, I think he's a total fraud that is exploiting these people, who is a total fraud.
Like you said, I agree with you on Trump because I don't think that he's the person. I don't think he actually cares about folks.
Definitely, there is definitely an element of Donald Trump support that has its basis in racism or xenophobia.
I think there's a chance if I feel like Trump has a really good chance of winning, that I might have to hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. I think that I'm going to vote third party because I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
All right.
Well, there you have
it. That's J.D. Vance.
That's what he really thinks.
That's what he thought of Trump.
Ah, he changed his mind, though.
Yeah, the Trump train came by, and, you know, he found a way to pay for it and with his soul, and now he's a part of the machine.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you can't imagine. I can't imagine a Democrat having said that and then being on the ticket.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that would never.
There are two sets of rules. Yeah. Republicans can get away with that because they will ignore it, and they don't care. And they have all, by the way, changed, and we are living actually at this point under a dictatorship, and he isn't even president yet. I mean, the media is afraid to play his movie at the movie theaters, which, by the way, I'm going to see tonight.
Are you?
The Apprentice. Going to see the Apprentice, well, this afternoon, actually.
What time?
About 3:50.
Okay.
Yeah. At Marcus Theater, the Point Theater.
Okay.
So I'll be going there and checking that out, but I mean, you know, distributors wouldn't distribute that movie because they thought retribution. Trump will go after him if he becomes president. I know one thing. I have an investment that I haven't touched in like 35 years.
Right.
And I'm pulling that baby out. If he becomes president, that's
coming out right
this
away.
This economy is going to tank.
Oh, hey.
And I'm not going to be a part of that.
Okay.
All right. All right. I'm just promising you.
Okay. Hey, that's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, Substack author, blogger Mike McCabe will join us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have more tickets for Charlie Behrens at Comedy on State a week from tonight. That sexy liberal lady, Stephanie Miller, is coming up next.
She's fantastic.
We hope you have a great day. That's it for John and Gordy, 92.7 WMDX. Right, John?
Yes. All right. Well, why don't you try that sometime?
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.